Hey guys, this is Jesus Rodriguez of the Fanable.com role-playing podcast. The following episode is an alpha playtest of Angela's RPG, Out of the Box, which we ran over a year ago. The game has been changed quite a bit since then, and she's already run through a few more playtests at places such as the Game Design Convention, Metatopia. Nonetheless, we thought you guys would like to listen in on us playing as lovable toys. Please remember that everything you hear is an alpha, and many of the rules you hear or problems we had have been changed or fixed. I hope you enjoy the adventures of Bernie Bright, the happy nightlight, Pavlo, the Russian doll with a Mexican center, and Teen Time Joe, the all-American yet fashionable hero. If you like it, please comment to show your support for the project. Enjoy.
Okay, so here we go. It is 2 days before Christmas. Emily is out, finished with kindergarten for the semester, if you measure kindergarten in semesters.
Finals were rough.
Yeah.
Finger man, she's ABCs.
It was touch and go during the ABCs, but she really pulled together for the finger painting.
But she's very excited because she's got 2 weeks now to stay at home. Her dad has most of that time off from work, mm-hmm. So they've got lots of fun plans. But tonight was the office Christmas party, so Daddy is out.
Daddy had business to do, baby.
And
I'm gonna be a chua mommy.
Oh! No, they actually have a very amicable relationship. And
so you saw mommy kicking Ciscus and Santa Claus?
No, I don't know.
All right. And the cat's going crazy. Right.
So she's gonna stay with their dad for Christmas?
Yep. Her primary residence is with dad. But since dad is at the office Christmas party, Kimberly is babysitting again. Emily doesn't mind Kimberly. Kimberly's okay most of the time until she starts talking to her boyfriend with a silly accent.
He's a German.
Which you're totally gonna do. Because you're the storyteller.
You have to. I don't have to.
One of these days, Klaus. The accent just keeps walking around all over the place.
A system where I can pay points, points and I can make you do things.
You don't have enough points yet.
Dance for me, puppet.
Dance.
One of these days, Klaus. One of these days.
We're all gonna dump in our imagination points just to make you use the accent.
You've heard my German accent. You might not have heard my German accent.
No, never.
No, because he hasn't played a Hollow Earth game with Ilsa around.
I've briefly. No, yes, he's
okay. No, he is. Yeah, dude.
Okay, so well, she didn't talk very much then.
No, she didn't. She held a gun at my head, and then she got hit by a midget.
Yeah, we hit behind a midget.
That's my Hollow Earth
midget fight.
It's like Phillips.
Like feathers coming out. How is that possible?
Oh, God. Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Well, he had a down jacket.
Oh!
This
Come
is
on.
Making sense
think
now.
Please. Think, guys.
Yeah,
think.
I don't think this is getting closer any time soon.
Okay, why not? This is hilarious.
This is so stream of conscious. Anyway, it is 2 days before Christmas. Daddy is at the Christmas party. Kimberly is here babysitting. She's been here for most of the evening. She's the one that fed dinner to Emily and got Emily ready for bed. And Emily has just gone to sleep. You guys had a fun time playing before she went to sleep. What did Emily play with all of you?
She took me and Queen Cobra to her dollhouse, but it was the mall. And she put she stuck her shoes, their oversized kind of shoes, on our feet and left them there. And so we're just sitting in the dollhouse with heels on.
Mm-hmm. Were you had to like do your Christmas shopping?
Yeah, we had to do Christmas shopping. So me and Cope are just eyeing each other now with our heels.
Did Susie sophomore help with the Christmas shopping?
She was busy with the bug.
With Bernie Beetle, yeah, because Bernie Beetle is actually being put on light duty as normal, but I got a promotion. Is very important. 2 days to Christmas, I got put on top of Emily's little Christmas tree because the light broke on the top and the star couldn't do it. And I said, it's okay, star, you've been so good. Take a break. And I'm going to do it. And Susie was there in her Corvette playing some Justin Bieber out of the wireless cassette tape.
Does Justin Bieber have a Christmas album yet?
Hey girl, reindeers. My face looks like a reindeer.
Really? Is that you could literally
Sarah Justin Parker?
Wow!
Really? Really? She's a fine actress, and we're just reducing her to what her appearance looks like. Gross. Who are you? This is Fandible. We have a little bit more respect for women.
We have standardables.
Standardables.
Emily actually had, what accent is that?
I don't know.
I'm gonna roll with it. Emily had a play with some of her dolls, and she needed an audience, so she had my whole family. Who had to see again in front watching, and everything was okay until the dog went ahead and said something in Mexican impede. And the play was, I'm not gonna say it to her face, but she has some work to do. She's only five. She has
ouch. Ouch.
I'm not gonna tell it to her face. I'm not rude.
Yeah, okay, so I'm sitting in the wall.
It's very Russian of you.
I'm eyeing and glaring at Cobra, and finally, you know, as soon as we finally hear Emily's like her that breath of finally of like, I'm sleeping. I kind of sit up forward and I reach into my pocket and pull out. It's like it looks like a toothpick that I've broken up and I light the end and take a fake drag of my cigarette. And I'm like,
air quotes.
Yeah, exactly. Nice purse, Cobra.
Are you got it?
Yeah. Nice purse, Cobra.
At least it matches my shoes.
I take a small drag my cigarette, look up, and say, "Oh, you're questioning my shoes? You like these heels? How about I show you to your face so you get a better look?" And just dive forward. And just, da, da, da,
da, da. You're both holding on to a giant teaspoon and like resting over it.
Yeah. I'm grabbing the next door. Because we're in a dollhouse, I'm grabbing the hat rack, and what he grabs like the long lantern because it's like an antique, really nice. Like, and we just like
every day's the same.
We're gonna do combat here. Let's see, 2d6. Give me that. Yay. Okay. So what aspect do you want to
track? Time to kick ass and sip tea. And these boots were made for walking.
All right. Is that the only one you want to use, or is there anything else you'd like to use?
Muscles and fatigue, because I'm muscular, and how that helps with my fighting.
Yep, absolutely. So roll that.
I bet you a mint on Cobra. 9.
15.
Wow. Yeah, you, what I did was, I arbitrarily decided that Cobra had 2 in whatever aspect would help with, fighting. So, he got a total of 11 versus 15. 15 is going to win. Clearly.
Okay.
They're going at it basically with 2 different poles. And, very much an epic fight. You can't tell who's going to win this. Mm-hmm. It's neck and neck for quite a while. One gets an edge, and then the other, until finally, Tea Time Joe gets the upper hand and just kind of pushes up on Cobra's staff and kind of sends Cobra into a backflip.
So Cobra falls out of the window and lands in like because her dad's always adding new things to this dollhouse, mm-hmm. and he just added snow to the ground, but not real snow, but it's just like white cotton balls.
That will take an imagination
point. Yes, imagination point. So I look down as he lands into the fluff, and I take a cigarette, and say, "That's why you don't wear white after Labor Day." I flick my cigarette down on him.
Okay, there's no the snow that Dad added to the to the dollhouse is it's filled with a lot of glitter, so you and Queen Cobra, even though it goes everywhere, so you are going to be getting glitter out of your joints for days.
Oh, that means when they were fighting, they were like the biffs and bams were accentuated by spouts of glitter.
I straighten my Sunday best hat and just walk over. I walk over towards the Corvette and stop, and I start like raising my chin. I'm like, "Hey, Susie, didn't see you there in your Corvette under a tree. Sure looks like mistletoe."
It's actually cranberries. Emily made them in school. Well, she had help from Mrs. Duncan.
Put a bug in it, bug.
As you're talking, you see a shadow.
Okay, wait. You say put a bug in it, and you're. Now I'm a butterfly. I mean, now I'm a ladybug. Fucking bug.
You see, as you're talking, you see a shadow fall upon you. Turn around. It's my mask. I don't know how big a Russian doll is.
You're like a ball.
You're like a ball.
You kind of rolled this way.
I just rolled.
No, I'd say that you probably kind of waddle.
Okay, yeah, there's
kind of like a penguin shaped. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I will say that you're. You can be as tall as that. That's like, what, 7 inches?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your character name again? Sorry.
My name is Tea Time Joe.
Mind out of the gutter, Jim.
Time Joe. Yeah. Joe,
yeah.
You do remember she is technically only 6 months old, yes?
Just because she's new in the household doesn't mean she's new around the block. I push my hat.
You actually see me stare for a second. All of a sudden, one of my head pops off, and out comes the mother. What the hell did you just say? Oh, what the hell did you just say?
Hello, Miss. What's your name?
Albina.
No, what's your name?
Pavel.
Mister. Miss Pavel, how are you doing today?
Okay. Really? Because I was inside my husband at the time, but I swear to God, I heard something about you saying this woman you barely know is around the block a few times.
That is not what I meant, ma'am.
What did you mean exactly? What did you mean exactly?
Keep your noise down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Give me a second.
I point up. We look towards to make sure Emily's awake.
Susie?
Yes, Susie, tell me, do you think you've been around a few blocks a few times?
Well, my car does go really fast.
She just stares at you. Never mind. It's obvious that's the only type of woman you can get. She goes back inside. You really pissed her off.
That's hilarious.
Thank you.
Alright, so, I'm going to, you hear the jangling of the tree as I'm climbing up the lights, and I get up to where the Bernie is, and I pull out my, I reach into my pockets, and using the, I reach in my pockets, I pull out my, binoculars that came with my utility belt, and I start looking around and say, Bernie, have you spotted any of the vermin tonight?
Nope. No signs, sir. Everything is clear as a whistle.
Dabby.
Shut your dog up.
Bernie, why don't you, I want you to give me some sort of perception check.
I told a lie and I will melt now.
I'm sure with all of your various light related things, you mm-hmm. come up with something to justify. I can look around the room.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to brighten up your night with Bernie Bright, and the light of knowledge will guide you.
Okay,
yeah, I like it.
So you get to add both of those plus whatever your dice roll.
Okay. All right. So 4 plus 5, so 9.
You. Actually, you hadn't seen anything earlier. You did not tell a lie.
So it burst into flames.
there's kind of a fire hazard with you being on top of the tree because you weren't really designed for this.
I'm discontinued.
Lawsuits follow me.
There was a recall, but Emily was on vacation with her dad at the time, so they were like out of the country and totally missed.
Also, the recall was in Taiwanese.
Where I was made. Where most of the accidents happened.
But as you are...
Thank goodness for American television.
Oh, you terrible people. Your report is like, nope, everything's clear. Wait a second. Under the bed.
Hold on. Oh, no. It couldn't be. Gather up your forces, soldier. I think something's under the bed again.
Again.
This is not uncommon. There is often something under the bed. And lately it has been gremlins, because in an attempt at father-daughter bonding, Daddy and Emily watched Gremlins last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Emily stopped watching halfway through because she was like screaming. Those are fucking scary little creatures. But sometimes there's also the dark man, mm-hmm. the shadowy man from her nightmares. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there's just, you know, there's always, there must be like some sort of portal to hell under her bed. There's always a monster under her bed.
So basically, it's just like shit she's seen on TV and just like exploded. Like, oh, this is a close up of an insect, and she's like, oh, insects are like 18 feet tall. Mm-hmm. So occasionally, it's like giant cockroaches we have to kill from the Discovery Channel. I like that.
Yeah. Oh no. Emily put one of her hands over the side of the bed. You better get there quick, Tea Time Joe!
I quickly, like, throw my my garter belt around the light, and I start, like, shimmying down. Amazing. I land down, and I'm just, like, charging.
Give me an imagination point for that.
Fuck yeah.
A mink says he gets eaten.
Yeah. I'm screaming to Pavlo, start playing the music box quickly, because the way I see it is her imagination is wild, so the music box soothes her. So that's your mission as I'm running to take on the forces. All right, of darkness.
So my head pops off, and then the mother head pops out, and our pops Dominica is a cute little doll. She pops up, and is like, I get to play a song. Very good, honey. Very good.
You give me some sort of role to soothe. To soothe the wild
father
beast.
Figure.
Yep.
Okay. So this plus two, right?
Yes.
Because that's what I put two on it.
Okay. Why is shut up and die one of your names? Very Russian.
Essentially. Oh, 5, 6, 7.
Yep. Okay. Yep. You it's are
very popular in the home country.
Yeah, it's a very Russian lullaby. So it's actually kind of depressing. I mean, you thought Rockabye Baby was depressing with the baby falling at the end?
Cool. Rockabye Baby left in the snow. When the wind blows, her corpse will blow.
So actually, the song doesn't end up soothing the wild beast so much as making it incredibly depressed. That gremlin has no will left to live. And so, Bernie, you can see from your perch atop the tree, at this thing it'd be kind of like scurrying, going back and forth. And then the music starts playing and kind of slows down, just kind of slumps.
Aww, emo gremlin.
Sad face gremlin.
I know it's, you know it's a good performance when they really get into the music.
Yeah, I'm charging this thing, and then I'm going to skid to a halt in front of it with my like teacup in hand.
No, you try to skid to a halt in front of it, but you know who skids there first?
Who?
Queen Cobra.
Queen Cobra!
Covered in glitter from head to toe. Quite fetching, actually. It's going to be all the rage in Paris. Yes. Because Queen Cobra is also charged with protecting Emily.
Cobra!
Dancing Queen. Okay, no, it's...
So Queen Cobra kind of does this somersault in front of you, which requires you to skid to a halt. And she pulls some sort of... It's actually a dude. Has a garter holster for his laser gun, and he's pulled it out and he's aiming. Are you going to let him protect Emily, or do you want to try to take the glory for yourself?
Yeah, it's like laser gun. That's not spring seat. That's not part of your winter collection. And I'm hitting the. I'm like hitting it with my teacup. That's like she's taped to my arm. So I hit it upwards. So it's he misses.
All right, give me a roll.
I love this game. Oh no, 4 muscle is 3.
I would say this is something that also there needs to be rules for. But accessories will have stats, yeah. And I would say that use that. For right now, I'm going to say that using a teacup gives you a plus 2.
Okay, so teacup, but how do I... Okay, here's the problem now, because I can add a lot. I can say muscles and fatigue, and my interior is time to kick ass. Mm-hmm. So I'm like a badass at fighting.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
But I bet there will be other things that you are not a badass at.
Yeah, and I would also...
Well, also, she can, if we're using Fate System, she can compel you to do some dumb shit.
I haven't decided whether I'm actually going to have...
You could have compelled me, actually, if I said, like... I mean, here's again, with us being good role players, you could have said, like, do you stop him from shooting the gremlin? And if I said no, you could have said, yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. You could have compelled me then.
I'm just not sure, because we did have some, I think, legitimate problems with compels in Dresden. Mm-hmm. I hadn't decided, right. But it was more going to be if you play, the way I've got it in my head right now is if you play to something that is obviously a detriment, if you let something hinder you, then you would get some sort of point.
Okay, cool. So I guess 3, 3, 1, 11.
Yes, you, again, you, poor Cobra cannot, apparently has very bad balance, mm-hmm. which isn't surprising. Action figures don't stand on their own very well. Heels. And he's in heels. They are not practical for fighting. Mm-hmm. And,
Lucky for me, she tried the summer. She was foolish, so let me have the summer clothing, the sandals.
But the gun does go off, uh-huh. and so a laser beam ricochets around the room. What is there to ricochet off of? It does that. That's what laser guns do.
She saw Star Wars.
Yes. So, both of you, give me some sort of roll to dodge out of the way of this laser beam. That is everywhere.
I'm going to do something else, actually. But let's see.
Okay.
I want to see.
There is a laser beam ricocheting around the room. Mm-hmm. What do you do? There we go.
I want to roll many as one. As the shot comes towards me, I say, just pop out until only the bottom half is left, and he goes, whoop.
Yeah.
So they all like, abandon ship.
That dog is indestructible. You've tried that.
It survived the great chamber of microwave.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You partly because it's hilarious. So that's a very good use of your aspect. So
So all of the Russian dolls dodge the laser as it ricochets off of. Susie's sophomore has her compact open and it's like got her in her face and it bounces off that and hits straight for Bernie Beetle. And Bernie Beetle like turns to it and says like, light bright for the night, and I'm gonna absorb it.
I love this game.
So wow. I'm going to turn inside as it hits me, I'm going to fold Popple inside out back into the Ladybug to the lightning bug, and then I'm going to be extra bright as I like cast off the rest of the excess energy.
I like that.
Yeah. Ooh,
very nice.
Yeah.
Silent night.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. A point for a really cool thing. When you choose to light up, if you use that sort of some sort of effect, you will have a +2.
Nice.
By having extra your superpower on the nitro.
Awesome. I guess I'll access that now actually, and just trying to see. Would that be like making a, what are those things called, aspect for the board or something? What do you want to do?
Let's see.
Well,
I would say my guess would be what you're trying to do is you're trying to. Are you trying to blind the gremlin?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to cast back the darkness so that it's even further under the bed,
mm-hmm.
so that Susie's hand over the bed is nowhere near the darkness anymore.
Okay. So what's going to happen is the gremlin is going to try to defend against blindness. You know, can it shut its eyes fast enough so that
poor gremlin.
Yeah.
He's really having a bad night.
He shouldn't have come into Emily's room.
Yeah, what?
This was his choice. What's going to happen is you get bonuses to your attack here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You get the +2 for having the extra light, and the gremlin is just going to try to like close his eyes fast enough so that he can not be damaged.
Okay,
by
I got him after this.
Okay. Well, you got a plan.
I got a thing for the. I got a plan after for the gremlin after.
Okay. So I'm going to tag the +2 for being super powered. That's cool.
Well, but I mean, after he tags the thing with his ability or during?
I'm basically going to hit the gremlin or something.
Okay, can I modify his role a little bit if I have the option? Because I have the faded paint aspect. Can I use that and say, like, underneath the paint is, like, some really shiny metallic?
You're a metal nesting doll?
Yes, I am.
If you're going to pay me, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, yes, you can...
So basically, part of, like, hits me and just gets brighter and then just hits him?
It's like getting a sunbeam through a magnifying glass.
Ooh,
is now not only blinding, it is hot.
Oh, yes.
So this will not only have the potential to blind a gremlin, but actually hurt
him. Oh my god, I just realized what you did. Your family members all jumped off, and some jumped on top of the shoulders of the other ones with their hollow sides out,
yes.
and lined up refracting the beam over and over for all the members of your family until it shot back at the
group. No, so basically what the memes to mother, daughter, son, and also the better, like, see.
Pocket
pillow.
This is epic. This is awesome. If I'm making things up right now, if you roll a double one,
mm-hmm.
this will be terrible. In part because this is so awesome.
I'm glad that you're leaving it up to me, Angela. I'm glad.
I need to invoke the wrath of 99.
Oh, God. All right, sweet. Okay, right. So, boom.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, it wasn't a double one.
No, it's not. But I'm sure it wouldn't have been that close.
I was going to, okay, anyways, I forgot to tag my things, but I'm going to say brighten up your night with Bernie Bright and interior. Can I use an interior aspect
for this? Yes, absolutely. You can mix and match between exterior.
You know what I think?
Oh, so two different aspects?
Hold on.
You can't.
I think when you have, you can only get two modifiers on
it. Yes.
So I would say if he's using the modifier of +2 to his attack, He's tagging that environmental one.
Instead of, okay.
Yeah, I think so, because after a while it starts saying, I'm going to, he could have a whole bunch of modifiers to his role. I think you should only have allowed to have two, interior, exterior, or exterior and environmental, or I think that's something we need to consider.
And then you spend extra belief points to, the imagination points to tag additional ones?
I like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want to tag additional ones.
Mm-hmm. Over two. You've got two. Across the board, so...
Yeah, if you spend an imagination point, you will automatically have a +2.
Okay.
But if you wanted to use a +3 aspect on top of that, then you would spend the imagination point to get the +3.
Yeah, I think that works.
That's what I want to do. I'm going to spend this imagination point. So my first two are going to be Brighten Up Your Night with Bernie Bright, and then it's going to be the +2 modifier of being superpowered that we were talking about. And then I'm going to spend that imagination point for the interior aspect, Look on the Bright Side. Because I'm like, hey, Gremlin!
So, altogether, how many points does that give you?
That'd be 3, 6, 8, 11.
Yep, you got it. Let's see. And then we'll do a separate roll to see how well your refracting works.
Science. We even managed to tie science into this, bitches.
This isn't a fallible game until science is involved.
Okay, right. Let's see. It's blinded. Okay. The gremlin is blinded by science.
But is it on fire?
Is it on fire yet?
That's a good question.
How are we blinded him with science?
All right, so I'm going to be using
two songs, one action.
Many as one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, faded pain as well. So
yes.
That's as to five. And then I'm just in case, I'm going to give you another point there.
Okay.
So that's +2. So that's seven. Seven plus. Bam. A lot. There's a lot there. I'm not sure if you
that's
saw it. That's a 14.
Yes.
The poor gremlin stagger.
I still got my thing to do.
Do gremlins have a sensitivity to light?
Yeah, they don't like it.
This thing.
Don't kill him yet.
No, but it lets out an unholy scream. And you can hear sizzling. And he's
like Mother Russia.
He's backing toward. He's like backing up, backing towards Emily's table, which has a glass of water on it. She always has to have a glass of water before she goes to sleep.
Oh, crap. No, I'm running. Run towards...
Who could have been watching Gremlins with her?
I think people who... we have to pay a point to say if we were watching Gremlins.
Yeah,
I did because it's a manly thing to do.
Okay. Did anyone else watch Gremlins with Emily?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, pay it. Yeah. All right. So you all know that if that gremlin gets wet... You will have a lot of gremlins.
I'm running forward, and I'm trying to... I pull back my fist of my teacup vengeance, and I scream, "Eat this after midnight!"
Tea time Joe! The best dress hero!
Tea time Joe.
Burning is half the battle. All right. So I'm going to first hit muscle and fatigue, of course. Mm-hmm. 3. And then a time to kick ass.
All
right. Amazing. Oh dude!
God. Don't please tell
11, four, 17. Just like.
Oh wow.
Were you just wanted to hit the gremlin, or were you trying to get it away from the?
Getting it away from the thing, like slam it back into like oblivion.
It's farther under the bed now.
Okay.
It is beyond the reach of his
the watchful
light.
Beetle eye. Obey me.
So now it will have an advantage because gremlins can see in the dark.
All right, I'm gonna pay my last point. Cobra at this point, he's used his grappling. Queen Cobra has used his grappling hook because my foolish emotions has blinded me. Defeat the enemy when really you should have been helping Emily. And he's using his grappling hook to, like, he's tied it around Emily's wrist and he's, like, hoisting her hand up back to onto the bed. So, my point.
All right, so...
Cobra!
Emily is safe right now.
Okay.
But there is still a gremlin under her bed.
Can I say that Perro, since we can't see him, but he does have a wonderful sense of smell since he is a dog.
Yes.
All right. Tai.
Yes.
Let's go.
Whoa. That was English.
Está ahí. Yo perro. Bienvenidos aquí. I don't think he's speaking proper Spanish. It doesn't matter. Right? We don't understand.
Yeah, because the mother said he's speaking Mexican.
Yes. Exactly. It's not proper Spanish.
If your name wasn't Jesus, for God's sakes, I would have been like, whoa.
So basically, it's Spanish, but it's not like Spanish that makes sense. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't.
He's also a toy that belongs to a 5-year-old and a dog, so we've got plenty of excuses for this dog to not speak proper Spanish.
I'm still
not that anyone else can tell. Because none of the other toys speak Spanish.
None of the toys really talk.
So, yeah, sure, absolutely. Perro knows where that gremlin is. No one else does, and how is he going to get everyone to follow him into mighty battle?
I want to try to roll something. I'm going to roll the light of knowledge will guide you as an interior aspect. There are two sides to every bug, so that's 3 plus 8, so that's 11. The light of knowledge will guide you. Hola, perro. Gremlin aquí?
Sí, está aquí! Está aquí!
Follow! Come on, guys! Come on!
Yay!
We're all charging. Like, you see these toys, like running, following this, like I see this in, like, slow motion, like, battle music, like, dun, dun, dun. And you suddenly see, like, a, like, slow motion running of this beetle flying and glowing in brightness, and behind him you see, like, a G.I. Joe with, like, you know, a Sunday dress, holding up a teacup, and behind him you have, like, the whole family of, like, people, like, coming after him, they're just charging. It's like Braveheart, the last minute, like,
da, 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 da. Kill her a key. I'm gonna spend my last point because this is funny shit. And as we're all running, I'm glowing very brightly. Perro's leading the way. There's dozens of Russian dolls following us. It's a small army. Something brighter than Bernie actually illuminates behind all of us in a moment of like triumphant glory. As a Justin Bieber blaring Pink Corvette creeps around the bedpost and comes up behind us, Susie is high beaming her way under the bed with us.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. So it's no longer the epic battle music, though. It is Justin Bieber.
baby,
what happened? Dominica, what happened to the music?
What are we talking about? We are the things of MLE's imagination.
That's true.
This is our battle song.
baby, like in Russia.
Yeah.
Sorry, in Russia, baby's in you. Wait, that's the way it works.
Good then. Good.
I'm glad we established this. Shut up.
All right. So there is a veritable army coming after this. Poor gremlin. I feel bad for the gremlin at this point. He's cowering in a corner like...
Two more things.
We're going to go around the circle. Starting on my left, because Bernie was in the lead as your guiding light.
That's a fucking Pokemon from hell.
So, if each of you succeeds... the gremlin will disappear into wherever gremlins disappear to when they are defeated.
Guys, I just realized something. The gremlin comes from Emily's mind, so they'll never stop until we stop Emily. Kill it at the source.
Don't kill your child. Yeah. I don't know if this game can handle that.
Yeah. You just cease to exist, I guess. It all is crumb.
You go back to being normal toys. You lose the spark of realness.
Forever.
Forever. Forever.
Okay.
I'll tap Brighten Up Your Night with Bernie Bright, and the light of knowledge will guide you. So
what are you attempting to do with that?
I'm going to Care Bear Stare this little guy. So basically, I collect some of the energy as I open up my arms as if I'm going to hug him, and the energy condenses in my belly, and then it shows the corporate logo for actually the company that made me, and the logo for Bernie Bright, and shoots out.
Oh my god, you're like the bugs from, what was it, Starship Trooper, the shot, like, plasma.
Bug plasma! Exactly. Not so bad. So, 5, 10.
The gremlin has 10, so you
Defender?
Yep, Defender wins.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, for the next two to go, it will certainly be nice and bright under the bed, but at the start of the next round, the light's going, from you, is going to go out.
Got it. Right.
Okay. So you'll still have the Corvette in the back. Because that's how it works. Because an imagination point was spent. So yes, the Corvette in the back is still there.
Okay, well, first off, the main four are in the back, like in the back of, because they still have to waddle. They don't stress everybody else. But basically, it's all four of them. They just, Pavlov, he pops off. There's Albina, then Dominica, then Yuri, and they start rushing up. But in the front is Pedro. He starts running forward and he says proudly, "Yo estoy brincando!" And he starts jumping. And he clearly is trying to aim at the gremlin, and underneath you can see the Made in Mexico sign right under his stomach.
He jumps over the camera.
He starts jumps over the camera. Yeah! He's gonna try to bite it.
Okay.
I'm gonna say many as one, and possibly. Actually, nothing else really worked in this.
I feel like you're gonna need to make an aspect for Pedro.
I think I might have to actually. Actually, no. Instead of, I'll do that later. But yeah, basically. So 3, and then actually, I should probably make a hex for. No hables Pedro. It's a new aspect. So okay, so I'm gonna put that as my 1. So it's gonna be 4, and just in case, I'm gonna use my final point because it feels like this might be a good time to do that. So that's 6 plus. Oh, I love you so much.
Wow.
So 13.
No.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. He rolled a natural 12.
Deuce.
Oh. So what happens to Pedro?
So Pedro, very noble, looks awesome, but the gremlin just like turns his head, makes eye contact, holds up his wrist, and makes his fist. Makes contact with Pero's mouth, and Pero is knocked away.
Me duele! Team Pero's best enough again! Me voy aquí! I love this.
Pero, make a roll to see if you can recover from the roll, or if you're going to take some damage.
Okay, I'm getting ready to broken up and send rolling with Pero, which is going to be 1.
Okay.
And then, what I'm going to try to do is use father figure and say that Pablo is just trying to get in the way of the dog to make sure he doesn't just smash across the floor and just bump into me instead.
Okay.
So 3 plus 8, 9, 10.
Okay. It protects Pedro from being like smashed to bits, but you do have 1 damage.
Okay, I'm actually going to take the aspect shared loss of a brother in arms. Mm-hmm. And since war is cruel, this whole... You know, the so-called defeat of Pedro has driven G.I. Joe into a patriotic frenzy. And he runs forward with his umbrella. Mm-hmm. And he's like, sword fighting this thing now. Like, you know, for Pedro!
Okay.
For America.
It's Pedro!
So I would say that the parasol has a +1.
Right. So...
And then you have...
Prelude.
Yeah. So that's, of course, will be a total of +5.
So 5, 5, 10, 14.
Yes. You doubled the defender. Mm-hmm. So yes. You get in a couple really good jabs, like in the belly.
Yeah, that's
Let's see, we'll say it's 2 because I'm gonna make it up numbers.
Yeah, we have to figure out how to do damage in this game.
I like the 6 right now.
Yeah, but like how do I do multiple counts of numbers? Like how can I hurt him for like 2 points of damage instead of 3 points of damage, mm-hmm. you know, or 1 point of damage.
Yeah, that.
That's yes. another point. Like I said, I'm having a fun time. This mm-hmm. is hilarious, but this is definitely we have to figure out that. But
yeah, it's good to know because yeah. it was kind of in the yeah. back of my mind. I
this is working well. This is working well with like the skill checks mm-hmm. and stuff like that. It's just the combat's a little bit like we need mm-hmm. to figure out how to do more than 1 point of damage each
yes.
time. Mm-hmm. So okay.
I'm saying because that was a very good roll for you and a not very good roll for the gremlin. Mm-hmm. You did 2 points of damage.
Great. Great. Awesome.
So, but because he's the first, you are the first one to actually do any damage, there's still going to be still needs two more hits, I'm right. going mm-hmm. to say. And it's now going to be the gremlin's turn.
Okay.
And because you are right there in space, he's going to start trying to claw at your face. So
your nice hat.
Don't worry, I'm wearing a full metal jacket.
All right, so the gremlin rolled 8.
Okay. What I know what I'd be kind of a cool thing to do, like instead of me having to roll against him, it's just me giving you like my just like my straight up I don't know if that would work. I was going to say my straight up like, just like how much he has to beat it by.
Mm-hmm.
For a defense, like I could say muscle fatigue and I don't know.
I guess that maybe we can do something with that, but if the attacker is always rolling,
yeah.
very rarely would the attacker not win.
All right. So, muscles, yeah.
At least that. With the way the numbers are set up now, because...
Oh, double ones, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm going to say, I really need to figure out damage and combat better.
Why don't we say, for right now, that damage is measured in aspects that you can no longer tap for the rest of the combat.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, for instance, like, if I get smacked around, I'm no longer soft to the touch, because I've been smacked around.
I like that. Let's try that. Which, and it would be probably be an aspect that you had just used,
all right.
I would say. So, which two aspects did you use to defend?
I used muscles and fatigue, and these boots were made for walking. And, time to kick ass, because I was fighting, so...
Uh-huh.
He wallops me good, so it is time.
Yeah. Those boots are no longer made for walking. Those boots have been scratched up by gremlin teeth.
Yeah, so I'm, my heel broke.
Oh.
I fall over on that side. and I'm sore, so I'm going to get rid of both of those.
You only have to get rid of one, I'm saying.
Oh, good. Okay, so yeah, so for now...
And once this combat scene ends, you can change your shoes.
Cool.
And you'll be...
So in that case, then Pedro would be instead turned into broken up inside because he's mm-hmm. been walled pretty good, so he might be chipped or something like that.
So let's change that. So for the duration of combat, like take out the Pedro
mm-hmm.
Aspect. So essentially, what that's going to mean is that Pedro can no longer be in combat.
Yep. Great. Okay. Cool. All
right.
That's really interesting because it makes it there's a kind of a tactical point to like choosing which aspect, so you don't always want to lead with your best aspect.
Yeah, that was something I was going to talk about. Like, actually, I should probably talk about after the game. Yeah, okay,
cool. Don't worry, I will be probing your brains at the end of this.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Let's go continue. I'm having a good time. So, okay, so
with the buzzing,
I broke.
She said it, not us.
she said it. All right, so
go, Bernie.
okay. I'm going to, I guess I'm going to use, I'm going to tap, soft to the touch, hard on the conscience, and, fly high, burn bright, and I'm going to try to, Bernie's going to try to wrap his hands around the gremlin and go right up into the... right up into the wood of the bed.
Okay.
It's like a reverse body slam. It would be a pile driver, actually.
Yeah.
I'd play too many wrestling video games. Oh, all right. Yeah. So that's 2, 3, 7, 10.
Yep.
Nice.
Yes, you succeed there. Just this really intense, quick burst of speed. Your wings kind of flutter for a second to build mm-hmm. up the energy, and then, bam, into the bed. There's a thump.
It's like 6 inches. It's like a couple.
Mm-hmm. Which it's not a very big gremlin actually, so mm-hmm. it's quite a distance.
Sweet.
So yeah, we'll do. There we go. And you've clonked the gremlin on the head. Mm-hmm. You can hear on the bed Emily kind of like groans and
we all just freeze.
Yeah, we all freeze. Like stop.
Even the gremlin like.
All right, Pavel and Co.
Okay, I'm going to use my dissenting opinions and always watching to try to figure out, basically have an argument with myself to try to figure out a way to contain the gremlin.
Oh, so you're not actually going to attack?
This time I'm not going to attack. I'm just thinking, like, there must be a way. There must be a way. And then there's Yuri, my son, going like, well, if you could shut up, son.
Okay.
Oh my god, are we the reason that there's you always lose the left sock? Because that's what we do with gremlins. We put a
sock around them and throw them. Possibility, window. Let's see. 4+.
Wow.
Oh my god. 13.
You know that gremlins have a terrible weakness. Did the movie Gremlins have a weakness?
Light.
Oh, yeah, light. Well,
but we can make it up because the father probably, she was really scared.
Yeah, so she didn't see the end of the movie. Yeah. So anything could have happened. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And her father told her what okay. killed the gremlins, which was?
Love. No. You know that gremlins are incredibly claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. Technically, they should not be able to be under beds. Because it's such a tight, enclosed space. So perhaps if all of you surround the gremlin and move in really close, he'll just be terrified to death.
Everyone. Group hug.
Amazing.
Group hug, indeed. Indeed, sir.
So, Missy,
yeah. So, I mean, should this, should he still be alive when it gets back to you? Because it's going to take you a turn. Okay. You're spending the rest of the turn getting into position.
Yeah, so basically all my pieces, like, start just coming apart.
So it starts off with, you know, like, you were kind of having, it looked really like an internal conversation, like you were talking to yourself.
And then like, you just, not even, like, broken Russian English. It was actually in,
in Russian. You're where Emily gets all of her culture from.
Yeah.
you just start, like, you know, in very, very precise, like military precision, popping out, and you move into a circle,
yes.
And then you're gonna start hopping,
yeah,
to be closer and closer.
Your son is like, Papa, we could also put him in trunk. He's also Russian, right? cut to the big Corvette out by the docks. It was like dumping a sock over the bed into the water.
This is Russian.
The docks is the diving board in the backyard pool.
Exactly. Susie's sophomore is like standing there, like smoking a real cigarette. Like, I still feel okay about this. It will be okay, my Bella. It'll be fine.
Okay, tea time Joe, what do you do? Your boots are no longer made for walking. What do
Jesus,
you do?
Jesus, I want you to make a t-shirt that says the Russian Doll Mafia.
Okay, I'm actually pulling off my shoe, and I'm channeling Sunday's Best, and I'm using it to hurdle my shoe forward at the monster to hit him.
Why does Sunday's Best apply to there?
Because these were my Sunday Best shoes, and now they're gone.
Okay, I'll allow it.
I think it's pretty clothes based.
And you know what? I'm going to say this is a game changer. I was melee first, now I'm doing ranged. 7, 9, 11.
Doesn't matter.
He eats my shoe. Oh.
Yeah, those shoes are gone. because the the gremlin once again had a critical hit, for defense.
Oh no! So
you didn't botch, so you don't get any damage from that.
Oh okay.
It's just you those shoes were out anyway. So really, all that happened was you did not succeed on that goal.
I repaired them.
Okay, and the gremlin is going to attack. The Russian dolls are moving closer, mm-hmm. So he's gonna go for Pavel. He's the biggest one.
As soon as he eats the shoes, I scream, "Both!" That poor soul.
Oh. Everyone, even the gremlin.
Goes, fuck oh, yeah! Oh,
no, don't encourage.
Yes.
Don't.
Vet, hey, my game. Literally,
damn it.
Come on.
Literally, yeah. My game. Okay, so the gremlin is. is going Love to go it. After Pavel with his, again biting.
Okay,
bite at him.
Oh no!
Was he
4?
4?
Yeah.
See, roll double. 4.
Yeah, roll to make sure you don't get double ones.
Wait, did he get double ones?
No, but he barely. He got a 1 and a 2. So.
So there's no way I can lose. I'm gonna put one more. I'm gonna use faded paint And yeah, I'm going to use Faded Paint and Always Watching. May I say Faded Paint because it gives me stealth rolls, because I'm faded into the darkness. And Always Watching just to...
So you're trying to dodge.
Yes. Okay. So 5 plus. I'm good.
Yes. Wow.
The Russians know how to do it.
The Russians know how to hug.
We'll give you a permanent hug.
Bernie.
Oh, boy.
Your light has gone out. You can totally use it again, but right now
it's out.
It's dark and you're right in front of a gremlin. You've heard it. You can hear it. Its jaws snapping, but you don't know at what.
Okay, I'm going to throw.
How big is a gremlin just out of here?
It fits under the bed, and there's only a 6-inch clearance, so how big is the gremlin?
Just out of curiosity.
It's not very big.
Not very big at all. Okay.
It's getting its ass kicked by G.I. Joe and Russian dolls and Bernie the Bug. So.
I gotcha.
All right. Oh, God. Yeah, okay. I'm just going to... Bernie's going to look straight at the gremlin. He's going to say, "You're just a big bully! And you're outnumbered underneath the bed, and we're all armed. Come at me."
I'm so you're trying to intimidate the...
I'm going to tap...
Now you speak Russian!
I'm going to tap soft to the touch, hard on the conscience... And 2 sides to every bug.
Yes.
As I like fold into the ladybug, I'm like, "Come at me, bro." Okay. Wow. Thought I felt a botch happening. So that's 4 plus 5, so 9.
Yep. The gremlin like starts to go. Uh-huh. It's like, "Fine, I will." Whoa. Well, come on, man. Okay. Come on.
It's like the sound of my felt rubbing against itself. And I'm going to puff up to make myself look bigger.
Yeah, so the gremlin's like, you can tell the gremlin is spooked. He's realized, he's like, "I am outnumbered." And, oh shit, the Russian dolls are moving in. The Russian doll mafia.
I'm going to use my 2 best skills, because it seems like a moment to use that. Many is one and always watching, so that's going to be 6. Turns this into 8. Turns this into...
Whoa!
I love being me! 19!
Yeah.
Damn!
Is it...
Yeah, okay. Narrate this. Okay. This is the demise of the gremlin.
Basically, all the Russian dogs are... Each one, Pavel, Abina, Dominika, and Yuri start rushing in towards him. He starts cowering, and then you see Yuri come closer. He's like, it's okay. It's okay. Now! And he opens up, his body half shoves the gremlin inside and just pops. Then it goes inside Dominika.
Oh,
then it goes inside
Abina. Wow.
Then it goes inside Pavel. And he's like, "This is Russian way." You see Pavel just start shaking. He's like, no, accept it. Yes. And all of a sudden, pop, open, Abina, pop, Dominika, pop, Yuri, pop, gremlin's gone.
Yeah.
So I collect my, the only thing that's left in it is my shoes, like my worn and torn shoes. So I pull them out.
Mm-hmm. They're covered in slobber.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I look at Cobra, who I broke his heels when I pushed him down, and he's like, "How dare you? You did this!" And I'm like, "Well, we know what to do." And we go to the side. We go to, we collect. We go to like the dresser. We pull out this like, it looks like a worn collar. Mm-hmm. We open the door just like a little bit, and we give it a little jangle of the collar, and then suddenly you hear like, and the dog comes forward, and he looks at the shoe, and we toss the shoes out to him, and he starts chewing on them.
So we say can't it takes a point to establish that there's a family dog.
Yeah, mug you. So there you go. The evidence of our dog eating, the evidence of our fight is gone. So he's chewing on the our shoes.
Right. I'm going to give Jesus a point for that very epic ending. And nice. Because the three of you worked together to protect Emily, you all get an additional point.
Yay!
Now we strike. She's weak.
as we're throwing the dog comes up and starts slobbering. It's a corgi.
Mm. Of course it is.
So he just wanders away. You're happy, and he starts chewing on And of course, we all do a little victory, like, yay!
You punch Cobra as he raises his arms.
Yeah.
All the darts are still celebrating, pop up. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Everyone's stats or aspects are back.
Right. Okay. So, but as we're doing this, we suddenly hear from the base, from the floor, like, you know, what's her name?
Kimberly?
Kimberly's like, you know, if it's okay, I'm just going to ask you. Klaus, don't do this. Don't wake her up. This is ridiculous. So you can continue on.
Oh, of course, I have to take on Klaus.
I never heard your Russian accent.
He's not Russian, though. He's German.
I'll do the German. I'm just kidding. You guys have never heard my gay raver German.
All right. You've just stepped up. Be Klaus.
Oh, all right.
So you be Kimberly and you be Klaus. Yeah.
Okay.
No, come on. She's just gone to sleep. This is ridiculous.
Well, she has to learn sometimes. That's sometimes when you go to sleep, you don't stay asleep. Life wakes you up. I will be kind.
With a girl.
Shut up. You're not my beard. Is that the right term? I can't remember.
Yeah, beard.
Thank you.
I wanted Klaus to be saying that. Is that the right term?
Is that the right term? People say such horrible things in school about me. Horrible. Listen. I just want to tell her this one thing. About the Santa Claus. And then we will go back to listening to old Morrissey records. I was into him way before anyone else was.
I look towards Cobra, and he looks towards me, and I'm like, what do you think he wants to tell her about Santa Claus? Do you think Klaus knows where the Santa Claus is at? Where his presents are at? This might be deserving of some investigation. Yeah, so because all we heard him say is like, I want to tell her about something about Santa Claus. So yeah, by now my character's like, oh, what's going on?
Like, can't use my father's figure to figure out.
Father figure out to figure out what type of person he is and what he like. Would my character know there's no Santa Claus? Because Kimberly believes there's a Santa Claus. I believe there's a Santa Claus, right?
Yeah,
we're toys.
Yeah, it's sometimes hard to get around.
Yeah,
I don't think we're like looking around like, oh well, she has to learn eventually. But I think it's a little too young, right? Okay. Says the talking animate toys.
Well, then I'll just... Yeah, okay, then, fine.
So, do we want Klaus to actually say that he's going to tell her there's no Santa Claus?
Yeah, I say that he comes up to the doorway. Uh-huh. He comes up to the doorway and says, the sooner she finds out that there's no man who will come down the chimney and give her things, the sooner she will know that when she grows up, she should earn them herself. There is no Santa Claus.
Yes! We all... Yeah.
Okay. There is no Feliz Navidad.
our characters are just kind of like just looking at the small crack as they're talking, and there's just an audible gasp of this, like, they just found out like the worst news in the world.
Pavel and Co. like start popping open.
Yep.
As to all gasp in turn.
Guys, did you hear? That's so sad. No one told him about Santa Claus.
We cannot let him tell lies to this child.
No, that would be wrong. Lies are wrong.
It's unpatriotic.
That's right, because the more you know, and...
Knowing is half the battle.
There it is. Didn't want to step on your line.
Then how do we figure this out? He's going to come to the door soon.
If he is, he's at the bottom of the stairs.
He's going to come up the stairs and go to the door soon.
And Emily's room is the first one at the top. So, he and Kimberly are arguing. She's really trying to get him to not go upstairs. Mostly because she just doesn't want to fucking deal with the kid learning about Santa Claus on her watch.
Mm.
Plus, she thinks that her tip might be in danger.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't know what that means, but she's clearly very concerned about not getting a tip.
Okay, this is what we must do. I'm using strategy. I'm going to be strategizing. First of all, we need to give him reason to stay away from Emily. We need to take out the lights. And the only way I know how to break an electronic... is what we learned during the battle of the Xbox in Op 8. So I'm gonna grab the paperclip, and I'm like, I'll be back. And I'm like peeking out the door, and I see them, like, his back is turned, and Emily and him are arguing about you know the tip and stuff. And then he looks towards like where like the lone like socket, and he's hightailing it out towards he's moving quickly towards the socket.
What's he carrying?
A paperclip.
Oh, God.
I know I should be saying something, but...
No. It's okay. He will learn. Either he knows what he's doing or he'll learn.
Okay. As he's doing that, I'm just thinking, it was like, The thing I know about Durham is they're stubborn, very stubborn people. How can I, and I start, I look at Stacy sophomore, how much RPM on that car of yours? And do you mind if it perhaps gets stepped on?
Well, it was a gift from Mommy, so I really don't think it should get stepped on.
Oh, that's a good point, that is a good point. Santa Claus, mother's memory. Okay, never mind that, but I'll think of something else.
Oh, you just need something that I think I know what you want. And I'm going to go get one of her roller skates.
Ooh. Yes.
This is like that horrible actually, movie with that child that predates the girl roller
skates. Instead of like a paperclip, since we've established it, can I grab Dave the spoon?
Old.
The spoon that we were doing battle with in the...
Yes.
Yeah, so I have like a...
It's like a little tea... like she actually has a real tea set.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little teaspoon.
Okay. Yeah, and that's when I'm...
Okay. All right, then.
And Cobra. Okay. Me and Cobra together. Nothing unifies us working together more than defending the Emily. Until the Emily.
For Cobra! And Emily!
Emily!
And as that happened, it was like, basically, all my part, like, basically, Pablo goes inside the hole, where, and basically all the other parts go, like, in different parts of the roller skate, and in the front is Pedro as the ornament, and in the back, I'm going to say, is your character with wings pushing us forward.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
But, so we're waiting for
you. Yo soy un carro!
So you guys are starting to move the skate. So as he's trying to turn around.
I am a car. That is... Sorry, I'm getting this. Yeah. David actually learned some Spanish, and I'm getting all
you
of
needed
these.
This for your like review.
I really did. This is like totally chilling me out about the language now.
Yeah. Right. So as they're starting to move forward, Cobra and me, like you know, hopping on each other's shoulders, and I angled like the spoon or whatever into the socket.
So you're the one that is actually inserting the spoon into a light socket.
We're just putting it in the plastic part. We're not pushing it all the way in yet.
Okay.
And then we're going to back the up. Tip. Yeah, just the tip. So it's kind of hanging there, like, haphazardly, ready to fall if it doesn't. And then I take out the umbrella, and I wind up. Mm-hmm. And then right when Klaus turns around to start taking a step back towards as these guys start zooming towards him, I hit the spoon into the socket.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. And so I'm going to do muscle and fatigue. And game changer, let's napalm the Candyland. Yes.
What? That's an aspect to you?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Napalm the Candyland.
That's amazing.
Wow. 9, 12, and 14.
Yes.
Yeah, so we hit the silver spoon into the socket.
Now, I never actually put a fork in a socket. Does it actually turn out all the lights in the house when it overload?
It could blow a fuse, or at least that room. But yeah, I'm trying to blow the fuse.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if it's going to be the room, or do you have something to
yeah.
do?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I kind of want to alter it, but let's see how successful he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to say below 6, just the room. Above 6 and above, it will be blows the fuse for the house.
Okay.
Nope, just the hallway.
Mm. Okay.
So there's like a spark. Okay, so there's a spark. Oh, yeah. And Tea Time Joe, best name ever.
Yes.
You fall off of Cobra's shoulders, the spark in your face, very unceremoniously on your ass. Cobra laughs at you.
Cobra!
And so it is now dark as you are buzzing through the hallway. Do you want to go down the stairs and get Klaus there, or do you want him to hopefully come up?
I think we're going to put it somewhere on, like, the second or third step.
Probably for the best.
Okay. Yeah,
so we're going to have to go down the stairs in order to...
Mm-hmm.
And Pedro's in front, so I can use him.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
And Bernie Bright, are you going to light the way, or are they going... or are you driving blind?
I'm going to light... I will light the way.
Okay. So I'm going to say that the roll is on Pero, and you will have, let's see, we haven't done working together rules. Choose one aspect that would apply to lighting.
Brighten up your night with Bernie Bright.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And okay. How much?
3.
All right, so you have a +3.
I have a +3. Okay, but I still can do my two aspects if I want.
Yes.
Okay, so I have Pero, and I have...
Or should it be like we were doing with combat, where you only get to tag one? because he's getting a bonus for.
Yeah, I think you should probably limit it. I think a really good across the board rule would be you can only tag two aspects. Okay. Regardless of circumstance, so without spending
that could be what teamwork is you get to tag one of his aspects. Yeah. You could choose one of his and yours. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. So you could say, like, you know, let's use our best ones together.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, cool.
In this particular case, it would be, it's like, you're absolutely free not to use his aspect for some reason, mm-hmm. but it will be harder because it is dark. Your difficulty would be increased.
Mm.
Okay. But because if you chose to tag his aspect to give you the light, it would be a normal difficulty.
Okay. Can I ask a question? How do point for origin prelude aspects, how many points would that give you?
That gives you a plus four. But you can't... the rule has been you can't tag anything else, but I'm saying that you could tag his.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a team... I don't know, this is halfway arbitrary. If it's a teamwork role, you could choose your origin or prelude, which gives you a plus four,
mm-hmm.
plus his teamwork.
Okay. How about, easier way, this is how you do it. I know how you do this one. If you're using origins or prelude, you can't match it with an exterior or an interior.
Mm-hmm.
But you can match it with a team or an environmental.
Okay.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay. That's a good way to put it. Thank you.
Okay. You can match it with environmental aspects or a team member's aspect if you're doing a team member thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That makes sense. All right. Then I'm going to use my lost pieces because I've been all over the house, so I know exactly what the hallway, how long the hallway is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 4 plus your 3 is 7.
Yep.
Plus.
Oh, God.
You end up in the... Cobra and
as we stand up, we just see like
you see the light is coming towards you, man.
Not like this. I say it's, we get like clobbered by the thing, but we it ends up being like the Toy Story thing where we end up like falling right on the skate, so we're all just like on the
and you are careening wildly towards the stairs where Klaus and Kimberly are still standing at the bottom, confused about why all the lights just went out upstairs. So,
Pero I blame you! Lo siento!
Okay, Cobra, my companion. Okay, no, I'm actually going to tag my companions. Cobra, raising the pinky finger to America. And Cobra, he, as we're going over the edge, I see him throw his grappling hook.
He did have a grappling hook.
Mm-hmm. Towards, like, I don't know. Like
banister.
Towards the banister. And I'm grabbing on to, Pablo's corner. Mm-hmm. And we're all trying to think of, like, a human thing as we're flying over the banister.
And so essentially, it's you all want to stay together with the grappling hook and leave the skate, abandon the skate.
Yes, that's what I'm going for.
Okay,
can we say that since it's flying at high speed, that the skate flies off the stairs since we let go and hits Klaus in the face since he's going down the stairs? How many points is that?
Well, let's see if I succeed first.
Let's see if you can affect
the scene. So okay. I'm going to tag. I'm going to grab like my companions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many points is a companion one.
I'm going. Earlier, you were paying me to use a companion, so I would say that a companion is a fate point to get plus two.
Okay, plus two for my companion. So I'm going to say plus two, and I'm going to say since it's I have to hold on to a lot of people, muscle and fatigue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Four and five, nine, 12, and 14. So we're making a human chain down.
So you and Cobra are certainly safe.
And I say I grabbed Cobra and I grabbed him. Okay. So Bernie Bright might have to.
That's okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Bernie Bright is blasting over again.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make Pavel do a roll to make sure you can keep the family together.
Oh boy!
And then Bernie will make a roll to grab onto Pedro at the end.
All right.
Because of course you have to be grabbing onto each other in order of size.
Yeah, of course.
It's the way it's got to be.
It's the only way you guys know how. Like half the time, you know, Pavel doesn't even talk to the youngest because they're usually just separated by so much.
Okay. But you know, it's family's family. I'm sorry. It's no matter how much you hate them. Can I use my aspect many as one?
Mm-hmm.
As well as father figure, because I'm protective of my family.
Yes, because Pavel is the one that was grabbed, and he's the one that's kind of... It's okay. His will that the family stay together, damn it.
One way or another, we'll be together forever.
You're so Russian.
14.
Yes.
Okay.
Damn. I survived the war. I will not.
Okay. Bernie.
All right, so I'm...
Don't fuck it up.
Thanks. Wow. I'm gonna roll fly high, burn bright, and I'm gonna roll my attack, look on the bright side. Because it's not the plan isn't going wrong, the plan is changing, and we're changing with it.
Oh, you're shining brightly right now, right? Yeah. Could you go into his face and blind him so that he...
Then he would see me.
No, that's true.
Yeah, remember.
We're toys, yes.
Whoa, we're not weapons.
Yeah. No, kill him! Let's make him believe!
Believe I exist! You're punching me in the face! Yeah, of course I believe you exist!
The moment he looks up and sees this, I imagine it's like the Toy Story thing where we just kind of...
Uh-huh.
So we would just...
That's the creepiest thing I've ever heard. What the fuck? Like... That's too creepy.
What, the Toy Story? What?
Just a bunch of toys, like, hanging, like, from something, like... But we're like, it's the Russian dolls and the G.I. and the Tea Time Joe and the bug and everything. Like, what's wrong
with
the...
Let's see if the bug is still hanging there.
All right, so...
What is it?
Fly high, burn bright, and look on the bright side. Yay! 10, 11, 12, 13,
14. Yes, you managed to... to keep hold on to... Actually, what's the youngest before Pero?
Yuri.
All right, so you grab onto Yuri, but Pero is still flying. And you reach out just in the nick of time, right before Klaus turns around to grab Pero. And then everyone has to fall.
Oh, because now the guy's looking at us, so we're just like...
I'm going to turn off the light.
Oh, yeah, blinks off, because I'm sure... Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was like, he didn't turn on the light. It was just, yeah. Okay.
So there's no light in the hallway. So, like, he looks over and he's like, what is that light? And the light goes out. The acid has kicked in.
So we just kind of like this leg.
Okay. So, oh, wait, and then we wanted to see what happens to that roller skate.
Yes, let's see what happens to that roller skate. I'm going to use... What can I use?
Yeah, that's... This is a
strange...
I would say...
This is something that basically you might just pay, and maybe I... Yeah.
I think we should all pay in if we can.
I wish I could. I have nothing.
Okay. That's okay. I'm going to pay two pieces.
Me too. So.
Okay.
To say that...
If you pay me... You're paying me a total of four?
Yes.
That skate will land with... Precision, wherever you want it.
We have a few options. Yes. Let's
review.
I vote.
So flowchart.
Okay.
I vote it flies over their heads and crashes into the window, breaking the window.
Oh.
Breaking a not like the entire window of shadows, just like one of the panels. Psh! You know, freaking them out. They don't know what the window just broke.
Ah, I will amend your idea with flies over their head, out the dog door that we've established. They have a dog down the driveway, activating the motion light sensor that signals that the parents are home.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not supposed to be a boyfriend over.
Interesting. I like that
one. Yeah.
It's just like... Mine was just fire.
Just wanted to watch the world burn.
It involved dog pee, actually, but it's not.
Okay, with four, that is exactly what happens. Okay. You're still aware, even when you're kind of frozen because there's people looking at you. So you kind of, all of your eyes, just watch that skate fly down the stairs. It, like, ricochets a couple of times. Wheels are spinning. And just as Klaus and Kimberly are about to go upstairs to investigate the lights.
No, they're about to kiss. Klaus is going to make them...
They were just arguing. Why are they going to kiss?
Because he's German.
It is the German.
You are angry, but it is dark. Serendipities, a bitch.
All right, they are about to kiss.
Uh-huh.
And that the skate whizzes through the dog door, and then the lights in the garage door come on.
Achtung!
I wanted to say, like, as soon as she's about to kiss, he's so surprised he just pushes her across the chair and she falls on her head. What? No. Well, not just
she's dead.
No. I mean, sorry.
No. Let's make the German the murderer.
No. That's clear. Let me rephrase. Sorry, I'm thinking too. I've played too many Warhammer 40k games. No, I mean she doesn't injure herself, but she does it in such an offensive way and just rushes out of there like an ass.
He's like ah, he pushes her away like and just runs away quickly.
Yes. Okay.
So basically, give the idea is like maybe he's not the guy I thought he was.
Okay, not like down the stairs.
No. That's really, not sorry.
And then we become the only witnesses that he has to kill.
No. I originally didn't mean murder, but a place over water cake, everything that come out says murder.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
sorry. I'm sorry.
Like you just invented murder servitor.
That was in the book.
I would like
but
to.
They're not in this book.
I would like to pay the rest of my imagination points to get to describe to you in graphic detail the choking scene.
Okay, so what he does is like, ah! And he kind of pushes her to the side, and he like scampers off.
Yes, he goes out the back door.
Okay. Where his moped is parked.
Your guy's your co-pilot. I ran him over. Something like douchey on his like license plate.
Kimberly kind of pulls herself together after being shoved away unceremoniously.
He almost tried to kill me.
Oh my god, he's a murderous German.
Who ever thought of such a thing?
Oh god, I want him so much more now.
He's a bad boy. I'll make him better.
Yeah, that was not the plan originally. So I don't know how this happened.
As she's like, she's talking to herself like, oh god, he's such a bad boy, but I could fix him. I'm signaling for like everybody to start climbing.
Because then she curses and all of you kind of go like, because she said a bad word. Uh-huh. And she's moving to like clean up the snacks that she and Klaus had because dad's home and she wants to make sure that the house is clean. So she seems to have forgotten that, the lights all blew out upstairs and maybe dad's got questions about that, but she needs to cover her tracks.
Yes.
So you are all free to pull yourselves together and get back into Emily's room.
May I try painting the scene?
Gentlemen? Of course, by all means.
When the father gets home, of course, he's concerned that there is a light out, but he, so he goes up with the flashlight, turns it on, and at first he investigates and he sees there's a blown socket. No idea how it blown, but he's gonna investigate that.
Well, the spoon would still be there.
Oh, he took care of the evidence. Oh. He took care of the evidence. So he's a little worried about that, but he'll check it out. But he wants to make sure Emily's okay. So he opens the door, shines the light on, and surprisingly though, there's already a light on in Emily's room.
Ooh.
Holding in her arm, she's hugging, is Bernie the Beetle.
Wow.
And on like both her the bedstands, there's Tea Time Joe, and then this Cobra with his like laser gun pointing in the air and his purse like this, and in his usual place near the music box that continues just playing a soothing sound that doesn't sound so depressing this time is of course Pablo. And Dad looks around, nods his head, goes and kisses Emily on the, on the head, turns off his flashlight, and leaves.
No. Now we strike.
Let's kill her! Defender of the claws!
So that's that.
All right.
Yay! Yeah. You know what? I honestly